Well, it was announced yesterday that two Oranga Tamariki staff members had been removed from two unnamed residences following serious allegations about inappropriate sexual behaviour towards children in care. Former Police Commissioner Mike Bush is now to take on leadership of all youth justice and care and protection residences, and Oranga Tamariki are conducting investigations. The events under investigation came to light through an unannounced monitoring visit from the Office of the Children's Commissioner. And the Children's Commissioner is Judge Francis Evers, who joins us now. Tēnā koe te tuhine, kia ora anō. Tēnā koe. Thank you for joining us, Francis Ngami. Look, staff on your team made a routine unannounced visit to one of the residents. Can you talk us through what happened there?
Correct. Yes, I have what's called a national preventative mechanism designation, which is through the optional protocol against torture convention and treaty. So that's given to the Children's Commissioner and others, but my designation is to monitor and look out for children in detention across the Motu. So all sorts, there's care and protection residences, youth justice residences, mental health units, etc. And the what we were looking out for is to ensure that our mokopuna are not being treated badly, inhumanely, or subject to any sort of torture. So that's the sort of focus that we're going on. And we do those regularly across the year, and this was an unannounced visit. So that information came out of that visit.
Bringing Mike Bush in to take on leadership of all youth justice and care and protection residences, what was behind that move?
Well, that's Oranga Tamariki's decision, obviously. When we became aware of the when the information was reported to us, there's a process, immediately reported that to Oranga Tamariki, and then Chappie has instigated this, not only investigation, but a thorough look across the system and the processes.
Francis, the whole way we care for kids, most of the Māori, I won't say all, but most are, has really come under the spotlight too as we go through the Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in State Care. So it's a very hot topic that there are still issues. Should we be surprised by that? I mean, you're not going to eliminate all dangers to those in care or in residences at the stroke of a pen, for instance. So it's going to take some time to weed out the bad blood, so to speak. And I guess we also have to factor in, at the moment, these are allegations that have been made. What's the process to prove whether or not they were guilty of the accusations that's been levelled at the staff members?
Correct. I mean, it's a criminal process. The police are involved, and we were also made aware of the other allegations, so Oranga Tamariki had kept me in the frame on that. Yes, I hear what you're saying, and I agree. I mean, it is. Am I surprised? I guess I'm really disappointed, and I'm sad for our mokopuna, but the issue is highlighted. We've had all of those stories from the Royal Commission. We cannot allow this to continue happening. New Zealanders cannot allow this to continue happening. So my view and that of previous commissioners is close these places down. They're like prisons, Dale. I mean, they are like prisons. I would not want one of my mokopuna in there because it's disheartening. It's soul-breaking. We need to look at therapeutic, community-based models, and where Māori mokopuna are involved, Māori, you know, by Māori, for Māori approaches. And there are some models across the country right now that are working. So, yes, it's going to take a long time to, I guess, turn the Titanic or move it or change the direction of Oranga Tamariki, but this is a start. And I know that there's a lot of, this will just be another report, this will just be another investigation, but, this is being taken seriously to the degree that Oranga Tamariki are looking across all of their systems and processes with this investigation, and I commend that, and I welcome that for our mokopuna.
The call to close some of these facilities has been long-standing, Francis, and some just not fit for purpose because we've moved on. Architecturally, they are beasts of yesteryear. The cost associated with closure, though, would be significant. Is that the only barrier? Is there a will to want to change? The call from Māori is strong from yourself also. So what has to happen for that to become a reality?
Yeah, well, I want them all closed, actually. No, look, I when it comes to our mokopuna and the safety of our mokopuna and the well-being of our mokopuna, because, you know, these mokopuna are in there in the care and protection residences because of issues with behaviour. Not offending, issues just with the behaviour, hard to control. The youth justice residences, those are the mokopuna who have, you know, who have been offending or accused of offending. So the fact is that those mokopuna need therapeutic, individual, unique care. Every child is different. Every whānau is different. They need intensive wraparound support. I believe the money is there, and we should make sure it is there. And you know, when it comes to our mokopuna, that consideration should be first. I just believe there probably are different schools of thought about whether it should be that way. I mean, people say to me, but if you close these, what's the alternative? Well, the alternative is you put a child who might be 12 or 14 and who's been placed in the residence in Christchurch or Palmerston North, but who is from the far north or from Gisborne, miles and miles and miles away from their whānau. You put them back in their community and allow their community to come up with solutions along with the agencies. This is not just a job for Oranga Tamariki. This is a job for health. This is a job for education. This is a job for MSC. Agencies need to be working together to help our mokopuna and whānau who need it the most. If we do that, then we won't have young people offending. We won't have young people not going to school. We will have a much better place for our children. And that's what I'm sure all New Zealanders want.
Tēnā koe. Thank you, Frances, for sharing some kōrero with us. What leverage are you hoping for from this investigation to affect what we've just been speaking of? You want closure, but you also mentioned that some are going okay. Perhaps we've got some models already about how this could be operated better.
Yeah, there are some really good models, and no surprise that they are iwi-based models. Just saying. So, no, they're working, and they're working really well, and it's about collaboration, and it's about community, and it's about relationships. We put it there. You know, we're not talking about a large number of mokopuna. We're probably, I mean, I haven't got it off the back of my, off the top of my head, but I think there's about sort of 100, up between 150 and 200 at the most in these institutions across the land. We can do this. We just need to set our mind to it.
What are the risks we run if we don't?
Things will get worse for these mokopuna. They will become more and more marginalised. I mean, as you said earlier, we're talking mainly about mokopuna Māori. And so this is actually, whether people like to acknowledge it or not, a part of the impact of colonisation. These mokopuna, they're third generation, not really knowing who they are. They're carrying the weight of not being able to speak their own language, not having a connection often to their hapū and their iwi, not knowing their Māori, but not being comfortable in those shoes, but nor are they comfortable in walking in the pākehā world. So they just don't fit anywhere. So they're in from a whānau often who have no money. They may not have a father figure. That's a common feature for a lot of these children. And they've suffered usually some sort of trauma, whether it's physical, sexual, psychological, or a combination of all. And another extremely key factor in this, most of them have been kicked out of school at 10. That's why I say our education system needs a really good, hard look at. We need to keep all of our mokopuna in school, not just those that can afford to do it, not just those that are well-behaved, because these kids go to school with issues that they're carrying. And if we don't do this, then it's going to cost us more at the far end. We're going to continue to have offending behaviour. We're going to continue to have issues with school attendance. And it will affect our economy further down the road. And that's what people need to understand. It already is.
Tēnā koe, Frances. Thanks again for sharing some kōrero with us today. Ngā mihi.
Right,
tēnā koe, te tuhine. That's Judge Frances Evers.